This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this podcast, we will be discussing water damage restoration. Water is the Earth's most precious resource, while also being the cause of some of the worst natural catastrophes in North America. In 2004, hurricanes caused over $21.4 billion in damage. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew alone caused over $26.5 billion, with its record being later broken by Hurricane Katrina, which resulted in over $125 billion in damage. Natural disasters are not the only cause of water damage, as construction defects, plumbing failures, and damage from freezing or improper maintenance of pipes are a main source for insurance claims in the U.S. When water loss occurs, the single most critical factor in defining the amount of potential damage is in the amount of time the structure has been abnormally wet. It is this reason that restorative drying is of the highest importance. The main goal when hiring a water restoration company is to transform the abnormally wet and potentially damaged structure into an environment of equal or better cleanliness than before the water intrusion occurred, and to do so in the most economical and efficient means possible. Our 24-hour emergency service, coupled with our extensive experience, training, and continuing education, gives us the means to handle any type of situation. Hiring the right company who will quickly respond and complete the water extraction and structurally dry out the building is vital, especially when those same materials, when not properly dried, will soon be affected by mold and other potentially infectious materials. In cases of structural drying, having just the right employees is not all that is needed. The correct equipment is vital when such jobs are taken by any company. Air movers, axial fans, dehumidifiers, carpet extractors, sump pumps, air scrubbers, etc. are a few pieces of equipment that must be on hand with plenty of each in stock to handle any type of situation. Other devices such as inspection and monitoring tools like moisture sensors, moisture meters, thermohygrometers, bacterial hygienias, and thermal imaging cameras will be needed to monitor and inspect the site, while also being certain that it is completely dry prior to completing any job. Hiring a company that is not only short on knowledge but staff and equipment will result in structures not being dried effectively and will cause mold growth and serious content and material loss. Thanks for joining us. This concludes our session on water damage restoration. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.